So, look, we just start dating, and the chief executive is going to give you an update on where we're at with a security review and also some immediate steps that we're taking. I think what we've seen in, after the horrific incident on Monday, over the last couple of days, we've seen actually the best of a lot of people. Actually, the outpouring of grief from the public and to some of our working income staff, random people bringing in food and flowers and just acknowledging their trauma for their colleagues has been actually really humbling. Unfortunately, we've also seen the worst of some as well, where others have thought that this is the time where they could make threats. We've taken those threats very seriously. The message that we are sending out is that we have zero tolerance for any threats or even abuse of staff, and we will be acting appropriately. In some circumstances, that will mean us locking down sites. That means that other people that genuinely need help are not able to get it as quickly or as efficiently as they require it. But those are the steps that we are well prepared to take if we need to. But really, we've been in contact with the families of Peg and Lee. The chief executive has spoken to Lindy. We are doing everything we can to support the other staff that were at the site through this time. We've got a long way to go. This is not a quick healing for anyone, but we are going to do whatever it takes for the duration of time that we need to help all of our staff through this.
Thank you. I just wanted to give you an indication of what we're doing with the security review that we've referred to in recent days. I'm pleased to be able to say that we've got Robbie Robinson, ex-New Zealand Police Commissioner, together with Deloitte Chairman Murray Jack to lead that review for us. It'll be an independent review into our security protocols. They're going to be supported by an advisory group, led by Sir Martin Weavers, former Chief Executive DPMC, Glenn Barclay, National Secretary from the PSA, Craig Sims, who's the Chief Operating Officer at the ANZ Bank and plenty experienced in dealing with security, and Graham Maloney, the First Assistant Secretary from the Department of Human Services in Australia. His involvement is because Centrelink is a service that's very similar to Work and Income. The team will also access specialist security expertise at their discretion. So we've got two objectives for the review. The first is, were all practical steps taken to ensure the safety of our employees in relation to the shooting at the office, given our functions and activities and the risks associated with those? The second is, what changes are recommended to the physical security environment in the ministry workplaces to ensure the physical safety of staff and members of the public from threats? We're looking at the review in two parts. Part one will look at public-facing service centres, predominantly work and income sites, including those where the ministry is co-located with other agencies. And I've asked the team to have that review completed in 2 weeks. The second part of the review process, which will have a longer time frame for completion, will look at all remaining ministry workplaces. I wanted to be able to thank those who made themselves available at short notice to support us in the review, and also to let you know that as from next week, from Monday, we are changing the way that we will control access to our service centres. Security guards will control entry and may ask for ID. If anyone is identified as presenting a risk, they may be refused entry. While that may cause some slight inconvenience to clients, we believe that in the interest of safety for both staff and clients, this is a step that's important to take. Thank you.
This is obviously difficult because WINS has always been a place where you can encourage if you've got some trouble. How is it going to affect that people coming and going?
We still want that to be the case. So we have multiple channels that people can access. It's not just face-to-face. We have a contact centre that people are well used to using as well. So yes, we may accept that there's some slight inconvenience for clients. Clients will still have access to those sites, but in a more controlled manner.
Security on the doors will be closely, constantly monitored and reviewed.
Absolutely, and that will also be part of the review, is looking at how that measure is going and whether there's any further steps that we would need to take.
Do you have security guards at the moment in every office?
At every office, yes.
And we've added an extra 108 over the last couple of days. So some sites have two now.
Some sites have three.
Yeah, some sites have three. So some of our bigger sites already had two. So we've added another one, particularly for those that even over the last day have had controlled access because there may have been some verbal threat. So for those, we've got that extra security, one usually standing just outside the door and one just inside, that are able to ascertain us.
When you say there will be zero tolerance for abuse of staff, how will you judge that?
Yeah, well certainly what I've heard from staff, I've been around a number of our offices over the last couple of days, and my impression as well is that they actually have quite a high threshold for abuse, really, and they are saying, is it too high? Are we putting up with actually too much appropriate behaviour? And it would be my impression and our impression that they are. So we are saying that actually we won't tolerate it. You will be asked, if you are starting to get abusive, you'll be asked to leave and come back when you calm down. And if necessary and if it continues, then we will trespass and call the police. Safety is absolutely paramount and we won't tolerate that kind of behaviour to our staff.
You can never stop anything like this though happening, can you? I mean, a security guard's not going to stop this sort of thing.
Well, no, arguably not, but that's part of also what we'll look at in the security review. So we've always been at the risk of a lone gunman, just as any organisation does. It could be a bank, it could be the local dairy. So that's a risk that's very, very hard to plan for every eventuality around.
Thank you.
Thank you.